1 year ago today, Chris Malone was all smiles. He had just been sworn in as a Wake County school board member after winning election by a 2-1 margin. As he spoke, he could see his opponents sitting in large numbers before him. But his first words were for his supporters, and he also offered a prediction.
I want you to know we heard your calls for reform. You carry today, and thank you. The next 4 years are going to be what they say is interesting times.
If the first of those 4 years is any indication, interesting may not be a strong enough word. Malone and his newly elected colleagues Deborah Prickett, Deborah Goldman, and John Tedesco wasted no time. At that first meeting, they joined Ron Margiotta in removing the chair and offering a resolution to immediately end the policy of assigning some students to balance socioeconomic diversity at schools. It was a power play that quickly unleashed partisan anger and drew battle lines. Charlotte Turpin is a former Wake County school teacher. Her comments that night were just a hint at what was to come.
Your challenge is to do what is right and what is best for every child, no matter their economic background, no matter the color of their skin, no matter if they walk to school, ride the bus.
In the next weeks and months, Superintendent Del Burns resigned, the NAACP mobilized, and meetings turned into 10-hour shouting marathons. In March, the board was finally set to end the diversity policy officially. It was a vote that drew national media attention.
School busing is once again a national flashpoint. A North Carolina school board is ending what is considered one of the nation's models busing programs.
The media circus and hundreds of chanting protesters didn't deter the 5-member majority. They passed the resolution and began drawing up a new student assignment plan based on proximity. Opposition intensified. In June, 3 people were arrested at a meeting, including William Barber, the head of the state NAACP. It all culminated on a brutally hot mid-July day when thousands took to the streets in downtown Raleigh.
See that host dressed up in white.
God's gone to trouble.
Later, Barber was again arrested outside the school board meeting.
You will not abide by the perimeter. Lay forth in your trespass letters. I will have to ask you to leave.
And a few hours after that, the meeting inside predictably exploded in a melee of protesters and police.
Walk outside or go to jail.
They're gonna let you
go. Is she going to jail?
All that public outcry made for good TV and radio, but it was the legal maneuvering going on behind the scenes that is having the lasting impact. The Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights is investigating a Title VI complaint filed against Wake schools by the NAACP. And the accrediting agency Advance Ed initiated a rare review of the district's policies. The board majority finally cracked last month. Deborah Goldman decided to halt Tedesco's committee to draw up a new student assignment plan when she disagreed with provisions regarding base assignment. 1 year later, that puts the school board back to square one. Except now they face problems that are more significant than anything they've addressed or created since last December.
The board, quite frankly, is too consumed with this assignment area. What we're looking at is the potential of setting education back years.
John Dornan is the president of the Public School Forum of North Carolina, an education think tank. He says public schools could lose $1 billion in funding this year, with Wake County losing more than $100 million. That could translate into hundreds of teachers being laid off in the state's largest school system.
And when you cut teachers, people think of it in terms of jobs. Think of it in terms of education. One of two things will happen. Either class sizes will get larger across the board, or programs get eliminated.
The budget realities will force the school board to sit down in the coming months and make very difficult decisions, the kind that will affect every principal, teacher, parent, and student. Those decisions will make the coming year interesting, to say the least. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.